Chinese Vice Premier Zhang Gaoli, addressing the Board of Governors session, says the EIB belongs to all its members. He says it has been designed specifically to promote regional as well as worldwide development. In saying that, Zhang Gaoli says a new type of partnership requires the EIB to deepen collaboration among all its members as well as strengthen ties with other bilateral and multilateral development banks and other policy-based financial institutions.
The Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, along with the World Bank and other existing multilateral investment banks, as well as other global infrastructural funds, will fund a specialized mechanism for infrastructural investment and build a closer cooperative mechanism.
Zhang Gaoli also says the EIB is also going to put an emphasis on allowing emerging markets and developing countries to have more of a say in global economic governance. EIB President Jin Liqun says the bank's board of governors has also approved a fund to support projects' preparation costs. He says the Chinese government is already promising to seed that new fund with $50 million.
We have delivered our first batch of projects, and together with our clients are building a multi-year pipeline of diverse projects. And just yesterday, the directors approved the establishment of special fund to support members with project preparation. Please allow me, on behalf of the bank, to express our sincere appreciation and gratitude to the People's Republic of China, the first donor to the fund.
The EIB has just finished approving the release of $509 million for the first four projects it plans to back. The money will be used to cover development projects in Bangladesh, Indonesia, Pakistan, and Tajikistan. Meanwhile, responding to this past week's historic decision by British voters to leave the European Union, Jin Liqun says the Brexit is worrisome, but shouldn't affect cooperation between Britain and the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank.
We got the news of the Brexit, which rocked the capital market across the world, which is a little bit worrisome. But as I said, I believe the bank would continue to work very closely with the European countries, including UK, which will remain one of the most important shareholders.
Jin Liqun does admit the decision by British voters to leave the European Union may affect the EIB's thinking when it comes to establishing future offices in either the UK or the European Union. Britain, as well as a number of countries in the European Union, are founding members of the EIB. For CRI, this is Guo Yan.